bench hit some big buckets. Isaac Rockman hit a big three off the bench. He's a freshman for us. Jack Pruitt's a freshman who drew the fourth foul on Canton's big guy inside right at the buzzer of the third quarter. So we had seven or eight kids that we thought really contributed last night.
Now, fortunately for the Bearcats, you've already seen the Bulldogs, so that helped a little bit with the prep. But aside from that, well, what have the last 16 or so hours been like for you and the boys?
You know, it's tough when you have such a quick turnaround. You know, the play they had, you know, they played Thursday, so they kind of got to sit and watch what we do. And not that they don't know what we do, but they kind of had that night of rest and their legs off. But we had 16 hours. We got home last night, and we didn't have a chance to watch last night's film. You're trying to get into, you know, the play to film again. So I'm busy at home getting clips cut up and getting to the kids and trying to text them what they need to talk about. And we understand that this is a different LaPlata team that we're going to play. The last time they were shorthanded when we played them. They're big boys back inside, and obviously that's a big deal for them. It's their tournament. They play at home. They play very, very well at home. So obviously we know, and they're a well-coached basketball team, so we know that we're going to bring our A game tonight.
What's the key to slowing down their guard, Gunner McHenry, number 23? They're kind of the engine of that offense.
You know, Gunner's a great player, but I will say this. He's not the only kid that can shoot for them. The Bisher kid can shoot. They got a couple kids off the bench that can shoot the basketball. So everybody knows that we like to play several different zones. You know, we probably play two or three different zones. We're pretty long. We like to extend our zones. So we try and make you uncomfortable. We try and make you take your looks just a little bit farther off the three-point line than you're used to taking them. I try and make you hurry your shots just a little bit more than you're used to doing it. So, well, kids like that, like Gunner and Bisher, you're not going to shut those guys out. It's just about limiting their opportunities.
We're talking to Nick Zanker pregame. Get this. You're one of two teams to score 50 points on La Plata this year. What were the keys offensively the first time? How do you carry that around today against a guy who's almost won 500 games with that zone defense?
Yeah, I guess I did not know that. We moved the ball pretty well when we played them last time. To be honest with you, last night against Kent, we moved the ball really well. We really struggled early in the year with our spacing, and we've been preaching space and pace all year. With these big guys that we have inside, you have to spread the floor almost like it's a college-type game where you've got to play probably your guards at 24, 25 feet to give those big guys room to operate. And we felt we did a really good job of that against the plate of spreading their zone out the last game. And it helps a little bit when Alex Zeich has range where he can shoot out there, probably that 24, 25-foot range. When we played LaPlata last game, Bryce Taylor had 5 3-pointers in the third quarter, so that can help stretch them out a little bit. So, but again, like you said, well-coached team, and we know what they're going to do. That doesn't make it any easier because you still got to beat it.
And lastly for you, Cairo, coming off a 6-win season, your first year at the helm, what does it mean for this program to be in this tournament championship game?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I told my wife last night when I got home, I was just so happy for our kids. I mean, I just saw big smiles on their faces throughout that entire game. And these kids, I'm just glad they're taking me along for the ride. I mean, you know, it's all them 100%. They have bought into what we've been selling since day one. They were anxious to win. They were hungry to win. And they're such a selfless group of kids. I mean, they play for each other. They don't care who gets the points as long as we get the W. So for us to be at 12 wins right now, coming off a 6-win season, and we feel like we've got a chance to get some more wins. We feel like we got a chance to make a little run in the district tournament if we can keep things rolling. So I'm just proud of our kids, and it's just been a fun year.
Nick Zanker, Cairo head coach, ahead of the LaPlata Tournament Championship. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Greg Bisher with us pregame ahead of the LaPlata Tournament Championship against Cairo. Before we get into that one, we didn't get a chance to see your semifinal Thursday night. Take us through that victory against Green City.
It was back and forth in the first half, close game. We started to pull away early in the third quarter, and then Devin Fields came out of the game and didn't come back in, and we were able to pull away a little bit more. But it was a game where I was really pleased with our second half defense. Pleased with our offense, minus maybe about 4 minutes there where we had a little lull. So, you know, if we can get a little bit better every day, and I thought we got a little bit better that game.
Given you're the tournament host, I'm going to assume you were in the building last night. What stood out when you scouted the other semifinal?
Well, you know, we've already played Cairo, so, you know, we've seen a lot of them. You know, their length, they've got kids that can shoot the ball. You know, they're just a complete package. They play defense. They play a lot of zone, but with those big kids around the basket, it makes it hard to score around the basket. You know, and Canton was really impressed with them. You know, Coach Anderson does such a great job with them. They just execute and execute and execute. So, really, it was a good game to watch if you were a fan, and then it was an enjoyable game to watch scouting-wise.
LaPlata head coach Greg Bisher with us pregame. We were talking yesterday off the air. Cairo, one of just three teams to beat you this year. You said their length caused some problems. How do you look to combat that today now that you've already had a chance to experience that lane?
Well, we hope to make some more outside shots than what we did last time. The other thing is that we're going to, you know, hopefully we can draw the bigs to the ball and then make a pass where we can get some easy stuff around the basket. And then from a defensive standpoint, we got to rebound better. We got to keep the ball out of the middle, and we got to close out on the shooters.
Yeah, how important are Lean and Lynch in a game like this when they've got guys 6'5", 6'6", in there?
Well, they're exceptionally important, especially on the defensive end. And, you know, Tristan's only 6'1", maybe 6'2", so he's a little undersized compared to those guys. So he's going to have to expand his game a little bit, and Jason's going to have to be able to finish around the basket for us.
We're talking to Greg Bisher, ahead of the La Plata Tournament Championship. Canton's won six of these in a row. They're not winning it this year. It's La Plata or Cairo. You lost to Canton last year. What would it mean to you and the boys to host that trophy on your home court?
Oh, it'd mean a lot. You know, it's an amazing feeling to win your own tournament when you host. It's a great week. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year with all the basketball games here. I've got an incredible senior class, and, you know, for them to be able to do it as they go out in their last one would be an awesome feeling. I'd be really happy for them.
We appreciate your time ahead of the La Plata Tournament Championship. Look forward to talking to you after the game.
All right. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to La Plata High School, La Plata Tournament Championship. And Scott, there will be a new champion on the boys' side, either the host La Plata or Cairo.
It'll be a fun game watching these two teams with, again, these two teams already meeting here just 1 week ago in the top two seeds. And Cairo actually managed to get a low-scoring game or win a pretty low-scoring game, and I'm expecting that to be something similar. Defense is going to be imperative for this La Plata team, and they're going to have to use all the speed that they can, because this Cairo team, we mentioned it all year long, Eric, that, just the simple size that they have, four or three guys at least 6'4 or greater, that's going to be a big task for this La Plata team. If they can get some sort of outside shots going, that could be the ultimate decider if they want to take home their home championship.
And La Plata with a 6'3", Jason Lean, 6'2", Tristan Lynch. Meanwhile, Cairo, 6'5", Jacob Davis, 6'4", Bryce Taylor, and 6'6", freshman Gage Wilson. The top two seeds, La Plata the one, left to right in the home whites, red numbers, white trim. And Cairo, the two seed, road blacks with gold numbers and trim. La Plata wins the opening tap left to right in the La Plata Tournament Championship. Left side, Tell Wheeler swings left corner, Jarrett Bisher, who moved to the off-ball guard a game ago. A returning starter. Up top, Gunnar McHenry, the son of assistant coach Steve McHenry. Into the left corner, Lynch. Scans the floor. Both these teams patient on offense, and we expect a low-scoring affair, Scott. Near wing, McHenry pops to the near corner. Into the middle, bounce pass kicked, and possession stays with La Plata.
Looks like a little bit of a feeling out process just to get things started. I feel like this game will definitely ramp up here a little later on. Anytime you get an open look, I expect some sort of shot.
Left wing, McHenry has a step, but passes up top instead. A lot of perimeter passing thus far for La Plata. We're almost a minute in. No shots attempted. Left corner, Lean.
You're asking a lot because Cairo is going with all their bigs on the inside, so there really isn't much on the inside available.
McHenry, three up top, front rim, back rim in. He struggled in the semifinal. He was 1-for-7 from three. Hale, runner off glass, can't answer. Rebound underneath, Jason Lean. La Plata ball up 3-0, 90 seconds in.
You mentioned about the patience La Plata is showing here. McHenry almost thought about taking a very long three there. That would have been ill-advised, by the way. I'm curious to see, just in regards to the timing, how quickly people want to get their shots off from La Plata and Cairo's side. I feel like it'll be a lot faster if you're Cairo.
Offensive rebound underneath on a Bisher miss and a foul. So Jason Lean to the free throw line. He had his fourth double-double of the year, 16 points, 10 rebounds in the semifinals against Green City Thursday. And the first free throw short for Lean. The senior, a 54% free throw shooter. 3-0 La Plata, 6-16 first quarter. And the second free throw rattles in. Cairo right to left. 12-6 on the year, already having doubled last year's win total. Near side, Zeich, the transfer from Iowa, swings far. Bryce Taylor hands off Hale. And back for Taylor. 3-6-4 players on the floor for Cairo. Near wing, Hale.
That's a dangerous pass by Zeich there. Hale lucky.
Back and forth between the two. Zeich up top, launches a three, right rim. Rebound underneath Lean.
The one thing I'd keep an eye on La Plata's defensive side is you get a quick runner there by Tristan Lynch to get the two. Watch out for Alex Zeich at the top. Anytime he gets open, if he gets hot, you got to look out.
His Bearcats trail 6-0, 5:30 first quarter. La Plata in its patented zone defense. Kind of morphs between a 1-3-1 and a 2-3. Into the middle, lob intercepted. Lean active early for La Plata.
You're going to make those passes if you're Cairo. Take advantage of your height. Use the high pass.
Now Cairo in his zone defense. Near wing Lean. Over the head middle, McHenry. Who swings far corner, Bisher. White shoes, white socks. Up top, Lynch pumps a few times. Fires back far corner, Bisher. He had a career-high 15 points against Green City in the semifinals Thursday on 5 3-pointers. Hale defends in the middle. McHenry escapes. Bounce pass middle. Wheeler kicks it out. Near corner three, Lean. Too strong. Rebound, Hale. Cairo still scoreless. 3.5 in. Intercepted again. No numbers for La Plata.
Had Wheeler on the right side. It was just really hard to get to him.
He's their top scorer at 14.9 a game. Left corner, Lean. Into the middle, Lynch. Bounce pass left short corner. Kick out. McHenry near side. The All-State baseball pitcher pops it near wing. Lynch finds McHenry once more as Zeich defends. Middle of the first. 6-0 La Plata. McHenry, bounce pass, middle kicked. And the call comes in. And possession stays with the host, La Plata. In search of their first La Plata tournament championship since 2011, when they defeated these Cairo Bearcats. Cairo has never won this tournament. 6-0, middle of the first quarter, La Plata ball.
That's a little hard to believe, just the fact how long they've been in this tournament.
They actually haven't won a tournament since 2014. Left side, Bisher. Son of the head coach, bounce pass, tipped and taken. Hale accelerates, right block, layup, can't finish, but a foul and free throws.
That's good timing there on Bryce Taylor just to get just enough of a hand on there to influence that pass from Fisher and then Hale there. About as good as it comes when it regards to jumping routes and going up for a fast break. Hale's about just as good in that department, even though scoring is not as fast.
Fisher's foul puts Hale on the line, and he makes the first free throw.
It's Carroll's first point almost 5 minutes in, too.
Down 6-1, 3:32 first quarter as Hale gets two. Hale had a double-double last night in the semifinals, 10 points, 13 assists. 6-2 La Plata, left to right, 3:20 first quarter. Left corner Lynch pumps, bullies middle kick out. McHenry shovels far side, Bisher. Lynch a lot of room if he wants that three, but he thinks better of it. Fisher straight away for a La Plata team receiving votes in the Class 1 polls. 16-3 on the year. Defense, their forte. 34.6 points per game allowed. Left wing three, Lynch, and now he tries it and buries it.
It's just a chess match between these two teams. They're not going to let any silly passes beat them. And La Plata's doing a good job waiting for the right shot.
Right block, floater, Hale rolls in.
That's a lot of control there for Hale. Fortunate that went in.
Right block, layup, Wheeler the other way off right, but a foul call. And Wheeler to the line for a couple.
I think that's a foul. Nick Zanker not thrilled that Jacob Davis took because he was already beat and one that probably he didn't need to take because either way he wasn't going to be able to draw a charge by the time he got back.
And that is his first. Wheeler struggles at the line despite his guard position. He's just 47% from the stripe. He missed the first. His second free throw, low bend, swishes. 10-4, La Plata, 2:30 first quarter. Right wing Hale scans the floor, needs some help, and gets it off for Zeich in the red circle with the white La Plata L. Zeich shimmies middle, lobs, right block, layup too strong, but free throws for Gage Wilson.
Good look for Wilson over with the double team inside on La Plata. And he's the tallest man on the floor. Has to take advantage of that. High pass, quick turnaround. Got bumped.
And Wilson misses the first right.
Isaac Brockman provides some support for the Bearcats. Does a good job on the rebounding facet. Checks in.
And Wilson gets the second, cuts the deficit to 10-5, 2:08 first quarter. Near corner, Lynch hands off McHenry. Cairo still in his zone, near corner, Lynch already has 1-3. Into the middle, lean, bounce pass, right block, layup, Wheeler, good.
That's a nice backdoor cut there by Wheeler. From the right baseline. Not easy down there with all that size that Cairo has.
The junior makes it 12-5, La Plata. Minute 33, first quarter. And out of bounds, possession back to La Plata.
That was a very thin lane Alex Zeich had.
Left corner, Lynch. Wheels to the left wing. Needs help. Pitches left wing, Bisher, who skips near McHenry. Catch and shoot three-pointer. Too strong. Rebound far side for Brockman, and he's fouled. 12-5, La Plata. Cairo won this matchup in the regular season 59-34, January 24th in this building. But La Plata did not have Jason Lean that night. Cairo's off a back-to-back tonight. La Plata's semifinal Thursday, all due to the weather delay.
And go figure, it's about 60 degrees outside today.
There you go. 12-5, Cairo's deficit, 50 seconds first quarter. Hale, right side jumper, can't bank it home. Offensive rebound, right block. Hale pushes back up, scores and a foul.
Big bucket, Colby Hale doing it all here for Cairo.
He has six. This is a guy who came into high school basketball 5'3". Now is a junior. He's 5'8". Tore his ACL last year. Still wears a sleeve on the left leg.
And that came about mid-season last year, too. So it's just as impressive he's back.
And swishes the free throw. ...12-8 La Plata, 40 seconds first quarter. Far side Bisher, one hands middle, McHenry, who swings near. Brother Gage with a three-pointer right off the bench and right through the tin.
And a little bit of side spin on its way into the basket. Nice shot there.
15-8 La Plata, 19 seconds first quarter. Big boost off the bench from a guy who averages four a game. He was 0-for-4 from three in the semifinal. 10 seconds, first quarter. 15-8, Cairo trails. Cross court, Zeich with three. Step back, three-pointer, short offensive board, and follow from Wilson beats the buzzer from the right block. 15-10, La Plata leads after a quarter on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Start of the second quarter, Cairo basketball right to left with a 15-10 deficit. La Plata tournament championship. Brockman in the middle, over the shoulder, back rim out, but free throws on a foul.
It's a good attack there by Bryce Taylor. I feel like that's what Cairo needs to do. they want to be in this game is take advantage on the insides. I know they like to work outside or inside out. That's been what their game is. I almost want to see them change it up here in this instance against a little play a team that's stingy on the defensive effort.
Brockman gets two after the foul on Gage McHenry. 15-12 will play it in its home tournament. 15 seconds into the second. Bulldogs basketball left to right. Home whites, red numbers is the top seed. 16-3 on the year. Lynch near wing skips far for Gage McHenry, who holds left hip, passes left corner. Lean enters middle. Kick out. McHenry thought about a second three, swings near instead. Into the near corner. Chest pass up top and a reset. Gunnar McHenry calls for a screen left. Rifles near wing.
It was a good discipline zone by the Bearcats.
Left side three, Gunnar McHenry, air ball, offensive board. Wheeler stays La Plata. Near side, Gunnar McHenry with the ball fake. Eyes the floor. Chest pass near for Lynch. Long possession. Right elbow jumper, lean swish.
Lean was just lurking in and then just got right in the middle of the zone. Caught it. Turn around. Quick turn around. Got it.
His first field goal. Lob. Left block layup. Wilson scores in a foul. The 6'6 freshman with five early points. Cuts the Cairo deficit to 17-14. 6:40 first half.
Not much you can do there if you're Gage Henry, as he was poor man going up against a Gage Wilson in that situation, trying to go up for it, and then he had to get down and make contact with him.
And the three-point play complete. Left corner, Gage McHenry. The younger son of assistant coach Steve McHenry, he draws a foul. That's on the freshman Isaac Brockman. La Plata in search of its first home tournament title since 2011 against these Cairo Bearcats. La Plata already victors of the North Shelby and Novinger tournaments en route to a 16-3 start.
We head to the Glasgow tournament next year, too.
Glasgow, the second oldest in Missouri. Mm-hmm. Left corner lean. Cross court McHenry near side. The All-State pitcher pitches middle. Gets back. Lobs left block. Lean comes down. Goes back up and finishes. What a pass from Gunnar McHenry.
Even better get by Lean.
McHenry, 17 assists in the first two rounds. Near side jump shot through. Jacob Davis with his first points. He had 16 in the semifinals last night. 19-17, La Plata, 2 minutes into the second. Fisher, far side, still scoreless, throws left corner. And another foul called on the far side, this one on Colby Hale.
A little too aggressive trying to jar that away. One thing I've been noticing from this La Plata defense, Eric, there's been a real emphasis in getting those hands up, especially in the zone. They're trying to extend their bodies to a greater height to counter that Cairo size. And so far, they've had some pretty good success at it. And a couple times, Cairo's just pulled up and taken a couple of good shots. Keep an eye on that.
It's the offensive end of the floor where La Plata struggled with Cairo's length in the matchup January 25th, a 59-34 win for Cairo. One of La Plata's three losses. Near wing Bisher, son of the head coach, stops 15 feet, bounce pass right block, lean, twist, over the shoulder, two more.
That's a very underrated pass there by Gage McHenry. It looked like he was going to dribble it back out, and then he just dispatches it down low.
Offensive board, right block, layup, in on the follow. Jacob Davis back-to-back buckets. 21-19, La Plata, 3 minutes into the second. Left corner three, Gage McHenry, too strong, rebound Davis. No outlets far side, Hale, the junior into the front court. Stutters, right block up in, under, can't hit. Offensive board, Davis. Left block, layup, Wilson rattles in.
He has been getting more physical and using that body to his advantage. That wasn't this player we saw back at the Glasgow tournament than Gage Wilson. He's a lot more physical now than he understands the varsity game.
Just 14 years old. He ties it at 21. 4:30 first half. Cairo in search of its first ever La Plata tournament title and its first regular season tournament title since 2014. 12-6 on the year after six wins a year ago. Near corner, three high bounce for Wood. Rebound, Cairo. Hale, baseballs to the left block, knocked out of bounds. Possession stays with Cairo. Jaden Warren in for the Bearcats as Isaac Brockman departs. Inbound near wing, Warren, who lobs, middle tipped and taken. Wheeler, who averages 3.5 steals a game, right block, layup for a deuce. Relentless pursuit of the basketball on one end, relentless pursuit of the basket on the other, says head coach Greg Fisher. That's why he averages 15 a game, despite having 0 3-point makes on the year as a guard. Wilson over the shoulder, banks it in.
Just to finish up on that, Wheeler has always had a good knack of where the ball is for La Plata, and that's just exhibit A of how he can do that. He just recognizes something coming around the outside and goes right up to it.
Tied at 23, 3:20 first half. Left wing three, McHenry, swish. Gage with two triples off the bench. He had 8 points and 5 rebounds against South Shelby in the North Shelby Tournament Finals. Right wing, Hale pumps. Free throw line, jumper, can't answer. Offensive board. Into the middle, Hale up and under, off glass, right. Rebound, Lynch. La Plata ball. The Bulldogs receiving votes in the Class 1 polls. Greg Bisher, 6 wins from 500. Left corner, Lynch. Rifles middle, bounce pass, left block, kick out. Bisher, right elbow, jumper, well left, rebound, Hale. Who outlets for Zeich, the Iowa transfer, accelerates, left block, layup too strong, offensive board, back up Wilson for 2 and a foul.
He was wide open on that left side. That was good by Alex Zeich not to take that kind of shot. He found Wilson right side, had a much better angle, and ends up getting a foul on the bonus.
26-25, La Plata, 2:32 first half. I tell you, Scott Gage Wilson is really polished for a 6'6 freshman. And that is 3 fouls on Jarrett Bisher. The free throw, can't tie it. Rebound, Lean.
He still has some moments where he shows he's only just a freshman. It's more on the defensive end, but he has been a lot better player on the offensive side coming down the stretch here for the Bearcats.
Who are on the defensive end. Left side, Justin Wood, 2:10, first half, 26-25, La Plata with the ball. Left wing three, Lynch, no rebound. In traffic for Taylor and a foul call.
That's about as good of a look you're going to get on the outside here, La Plata, with the double box out on the left side.
And that's a 1-1. And the pace picked up a lot this quarter.
Yeah, you could tell there was a little feel it out process. And this is already a much higher scoring game compared to what it was just last week when these two teams played on this very same floor.
The 1-1 free throw short for Taylor. Rebound, La Plata. 2 minutes first half. La Plata leads 26-25 in its home tournament. Canton won 7 straight on the boys' side. It won't be 8. La Plata and Cairo for the title. Near corner, Lean. He missed the game a week ago against Cairo. Bounce pass middle. Kick out. Lean near wing, three, can't hit. Rebound in traffic, stays La Plata. Lynch on the far side. Left block, layup, back rim in.
That was a very good sequence there by Tristan Lynch. This is the three, goes in for his own rebound, in for the lane, goes to another two.
Too easy the other way, Gage Wilson with 12. He had 11 rebounds in the semifinals last night. Quick turnaround, that was what Nick Zanker said, he told his team. They didn't have Lean when we beat him last week. And we're coming off the quick turnaround. Left corner three, McHenry got it.
Soft touch here on the left corner. Good ball movement.
Both McHenrys with a couple of triples. That one from Gunner, the older brother. 31-27, La Plata. A minute first half. Zeich behind the back far side. A former Moberly Spartan. Started his freshman year for Mark Anderson, then moved to Iowa. He had a combined 40 the first two games. Three up top. Hale can't answer. Air ball out of bounds. Possession back to La Plata.
I'm not that big of a fan of a shot by Hale. You're a smaller guy. You don't have much real estate. You have to hit that absolutely perfect and have the right trajectory just to even have a chance. You had the trajectory, but not enough distance.
La Plata ball, 44 seconds first half. 31-27 it leads. Gunnar McHenry near wing. He played for the Missouri Storm this summer. Near corner, Tell Wheeler kicks out. Brother Gage McHenry into the left corner. Lynch bounce pass, left block. Wheeler kick out. Gunnar McHenry near side three. You know it. 34-27 Bulldogs, 20 seconds first half.
You could tell that was going in just from that near side. Another good shot there by Gunnar.
Cairo right to left. Having doubled last year's win total, but down seven inside 10 seconds first half. Zeich right side. He's scoreless. 5 seconds first half. Near corner, Hale. Left side, runner off balance side of the backboard. And the half concludes. 34-27 La Plata at the half on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com, catching up with Canton Lady Tiger coach Danielle Baker. Coach, you guys got your first La Plata Tournament Championship since 2010. How does it feel?
It feels really good. We had a great tournament. I couldn't be more proud of the girls and their effort the last three games this whole week. They played tough.
What do you learn about your team through this tournament?
I learned that our tougher schedule. Sometimes I complain about a tougher schedule quite a bit, but I mean it showed this tournament. Like it definitely showed what we've been through, and it showed what we're capable of. And we just have a lot of weapons, and that really showed this week. I mean, every game someone different stepped up. Every quarter somebody different stepped up. So I couldn't be more proud of their effort.
Let's talk a little bit about just the overall defense. You knew you were going to have a tough assignment going up against Brooke Littrell, and she got her points, and she ever. But what was the biggest difference that didn't allow any of the other four to really get going, and you guys managed to pull away towards the end?
Right. So we just Brooke, she's a handful. She's a really good player, and which we knew that going in, and we just talked about she's probably going to get her points, but we can't let the rest of the team beat us. So we really focused on 30 and 3, and we just tried to extend them out the best that we could. Made sure we knew where she was at all times, try to keep two people in her area, and basically we wanted somebody else to beat us. And that was kind of our approach going into this game.
Yeah, Danielle Baker joining us here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. We're talking about their first La Plata Tournament Championship since 2010. You talk about this tough schedule, and we talked about it a little bit during the pregame about how this prepared for you. Now that you've gotten to get a good sample size of some Class 1 teams, you took down a state-ranked Class 2 team, and now you take down a Class 1 team that's getting a lot of votes. Where does this confidence go with this girls' team now going into the final month in the districts?
The confidence is huge. Beginning of the year when we found out we are 1A, we've been focused on this tournament, closing out the end of the season in our districts. Every game, you know, it's not easy, but as long as every game we're getting better and we see progress, I mean, we're really excited about the opportunities that we could have down the road now that we're down to this end of the stretch. Like I said before, keeping the girls focused through our tough schedules, you just got to remember, and me only coaching 4 years too, I have to remember that, you know, how you play in December isn't really, I mean, how you play in December doesn't really matter. You want to go into February playing really strong. And that's what we're doing right now. We're starting off a good February this win.
Danielle Baker, I'd say mission accomplished. Congratulations, yeah. And hopefully we'll be seeing you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Can't go back-to-back with head coach Cody Moore of the Green City Lady Gophers. Coach, ran into a pretty good Canton team. How did you see it from the sideline today?
Oh, absolutely. They're athletic. Every position, they've got some size. Long arms everywhere you go. So, I mean, like you said, I mean, very solid Canton team. And that's what we talked about before the game. They don't have a very good record coming into this tournament. But the competition they played throughout the year, I mean, going into it, I think we both knew that they were a very solid team. And they're going to win a lot of ball games. So.
What was the big thing they did defensively that gave you some fits aside for Littrell on the offensive side?
I think overall the biggest thing they did was just their natural ability. They had their long arms, hard to make passes. Obviously, I mean, we couldn't pass over the top. We tried to pass over the top a couple times. had some silly turnovers, and those are things that we've got to clean up a little bit. But overall, I mean, I think just having that natural ability and understanding the natural ability that they have and running that zone to just take up a lot of those openings, that was a big key for them in the win, I think.
There were a couple times during the game, especially late in the first half, where you call a timeout, wanted to shore up on the defense. What was that message to shore things up and then get things going and get back in it?
Oh, I told them, I think guys, I said, we're not gonna clean up the defensive end a little bit and get some defensive rebounds, so we're not going to win this game. And then obviously we didn't give them very many defensive rebounds, gave it way too many offensive rebounds, and came out on top. So it was one of those things where I kind of gave them that message that, hey, we got to fix this if you want to win. And defense got better, I thought. But then once again, sometimes we give them a shot, then we give them a second shot and a third shot. In a title game like this, when you're playing a solid team, you can't do that. So.
Ken Cody Moore, Green State Lady Gophers coach, showing us here on Glory 97. All right, let's look ahead a little bit. District's just around the corner, but I know you got a lot of Tri-County North Conference games going up. Where are you going to be, or what did you learn from this tournament that you hope to carry forward, not just in the rest of your conference games, but also going into districts?
One thing I was really impressed with after our Schuyler game, when we played Madison the next round in Canton tonight, we made some adjustments on both those teams at halftime. Some things we just drew up on the board, and girls came out and executed them. And when we executed them, good things happened. So that was one of the things I told them that to me we've kind of struggled with all year, was taking something from a timeout or from a halftime and then actually putting it into use in the game. And I thought we did that against Madison and Kent. So I think those are two huge things or one huge thing going forward that we can take to use and make some of those adjustments throughout a game and come out and be successful with those adjustments.
Well, you go for Coach Cody Moore joining us. Always appreciate your time, Coach. Hope to be seeing you soon.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
We're set to begin the second half from La Plata High School. Eric Duke alongside Scott Lundy. Scott, your thoughts on that first half?
Tail two halves, I think, Eric. You had a little bit of the chess match there in that first quarter, it was more of a field out process between the two teams, and then the haymakers starting getting thrown. I was really impressed with the way La Plata would answer on the offensive side. A lot of triples, big key triples. Anytime La Plata got any kind of momentum, or Cairo got any kind of momentum, they did that, and then Cairo doing a lot of their work on the inside. No surprise.
La Plata ball right to left to open the second half. 34-27, it leads in the La Plata Tournament Championship. Near elbow lean. Jumps far side, Wheeler, who zigzags right block, layup too strong, rebound Cairo. Bearcats ball left to right. Outlet in traffic, Wilson. Over to Brockman, layup easy.
That looked like a wide receiver trying to corral that in and gauge Wilson in double coverage in the midst of the Super Bowl. Well done there and getting the pass.
A lot of traffic on the far side, out of bounds, and possession back to Cairo, who trails 34-29, 7:23, third quarter. The Bearcats in search of their first ever La Plata tournament title. Down five after 1-7 at the half, now down five again. Taylor hands off Hale, the 5'8 junior, wheels far side. Lobs, left block, tipped, intercepted Wheeler. Another steal, knocked out of bounds, back to Cairo. Wheeler couldn't hang on. Hale scans the floor, inbounds middle. Wilson back to Hale. Nick Zanker, first-year head coach, flexes a muscle, and that's the play call. Lob, right block, Wilson, layup, and there's that size. The freshman with 14.
So Wisconsin works for the Cairo girls, flexing the muscles for the Cairo boys. Apparently works, too.
There you go, 4-0 run to start the half.
Left block, slowly
layup,
learning, Eric.
McHenry, too strong. Rebound, Cairo. Outlet, Taylor, bobbled around, layup, goes.
That was going out, and Jared Fisher did not touch that. That got that slowed things down, and Davis was able to pick that up. That's a tough break there.
6-0 run for Cairo, 34-33. It trails almost 2 minutes into the third. Right side, Fisher, scoreless. Jump shot, scoreless no more.
Broadcaster jinx.
The son of the head coach with his first field goal, 36-33 La Plata. 6 minutes to go, third quarter.
I think that's the first time a broadcaster jinx went in a positive direction.
There you go.
We always get the slack.
Cairo answers with a three up top, Bryce Taylor. Blocking foul on the other end as it's tied at 36, 5:52, third quarter. And a quick timeout. 5:52 third quarter, tied at 36. You're listening to Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Baseline inbound for La Plata, tied at 36, 5:52 third quarter. Fisher finds Lean, far short corner. Over the head pass, near side. It actually hit the rim, but it stays with La Plata. Fisher rolls far elbow. Jumper for Lean, too strong. Rebound and a jump ball, tie up underneath. And possession stays with Cairo. Wilson had that one pretty cleanly, then got into the tie-up. Brought a whistle, but it stays with Cairo on the possession arrow. And now a foul on Tristan Lynch. Ball remains with the Bearcats left to right.
I'm not sure what Lynch was really trying to do there. He was already beating. He just basically got an arm out and got tangled up.
One foul each side to open the third. Up top, Zeke for three. Yes, sir.
That's the last guy you want heated up if you are Plata Bulldogs.
He hit five threes in the second quarter last night in a 59-55 win against Canton.
Yeah, four in a row in the quarterfinal.
Foul as it's 39-36. Cairo, a 5:07 third quarter. Cairo on a 12-2 run to open the half.
And Nick Zanker talked post-game in that Schuyler County quarterfinal. If Zeke has been very unselfish all year long, and he's been distributing to the bigs, when he's open, he's taking that shot.
Zeke 39% from three. Their second leading scorer. Near elbow, Wheeler. Pops far side. Jumper, McHenry rattles out. Rebound, Taylor. Cairo ball left to right. The 2C, left side, Zeke. Old blacks, gold numbers, and trim. Hale, fall away, back iron. Rebound, Lean. He missed the regular season game against Cairo a week ago, a 59-34 win for Cairo. Played it down just three this time around. Right side, Lynch. Over the head, far corner, Wheeler. Who motors up top. Lobs near side, Gunner McHenry. Who fires into traffic, stolen. 2-on-2. Zeke, bounce pass, left block in. Traffic kicked out, stays Cairo.
I think he thought Fisher was going to leak out instead of cut in. And that's where the turnover happened.
For sure, not on the same page. Fisher had left the spot. Inbound near corner, Cairo. Zeke lobs, right block, Wilson, layup, bounces in.
That's where it helps to have a 6-5, that 6-5 advantage in that lane. It's Wilson trying to draw a turnover. On those passes where you're in the zone and you're that lone man and you have to thread the needle, having that size in that case is exactly what you want for Cairo.
Right block, Lynch, layup, answers, end of foul. 41-38, Cairo, 3:54 third quarter.
Lynch has been an emotional leader for this Cairo, or check that La Plata team. Trevor Pipes, the Crest All-Star, was that person for a little while as we get a timeout called on the floor, a 32nd. And you can really see he's taken that role of trying to really give La Plata that next step that they probably missed with Pipes being one of the all-time leading scorers. It's certainly good to see that they have that leadership there in Lynch, who really sets the tempo of how the La Plata offense and defense, as a matter of fact, want to go.
He's Scott Lunte. I'm Eric Duick. As Cairo leads La Plata 41-39, but another free throw upcoming for the host La Plata Bulldogs in search of their first tournament title at home since 2011. 3:54 to play, third quarter. 41-38, Cairo. Lynch now with 9 points. He's a guy, they didn't even know they'd have him last year. He actually moved away, then came back just after the summer. Rejoined in time for the season, which ended up a 22-6 year, a district runner-up. He averaged 9 a game last year. He's got 9 tonight, but misses the free throw. 41-38, Cairo with possession, left to right, a 3:50 third quarter.
That was tough break. They would have had an offensive rebound, but they collided.
Bounce pass left block. Davis short. Rebound in traffic for La Plata. Fisher outlets far side. Gunner McHenry on the Bulldogs logo. He played his ball for the Missouri Storm in the offseason. Near corner, Jared Fisher, a career-high 15 in the semifinals. Sidearms out. Tell Wheeler thought about a first three-pointer of the year, but goes cross-court instead. Gunnar McHenry triggers the three right rim. Offensive board, Gunnar McHenry.
That would have been about as good of a time if you're Tell Wheeler. If you don't take that, then I'm not sure when you will.
It stays with LaPlata. Lynch, bullies right block, layup, yes.
What a cut into the inside by Lynch.
41-40, Cairo with the ball left to right, 2:50 third quarter. Cairo 12-6 on the year after a six-win season last year. Nick Zanker, first-year head coach. Zeke up top, pumps, drives, lobs, left block, layup, Wilson short. Tipped up, Davis draws a foul in the paint. Red paint, Tri-County, lettered in white.
Lynch got a little too aggressive on that play up to Zeke on the man-to-man, and then as soon as Zeke got right about an inch to him, that's when he attacked and then it left an open look. He's got to capitalize there down low if you're Cairo.
The foul on Tell Wheeler. Hale inbounds at 5'8". It stays Cairo. Just avoided the 5 second. Near side three. Zeke, no, but a foul and three free throws.
Heck, it's almost on a disaster. Lynch. Yeah, as Lynch picks up the foul, that was almost a disaster there for Cairo with the 5 second, and then the player was going to get it back. Instead, you get Zeke going, drawing the foul. He's got three free throws now, and now you're looking at potentially stretching this one-point lead instead of maybe LaPlata having a lead.
And Zeke swishes the first. Zeke can make this a two-possession game with three makes. His first, or second rather, all net. Zeke behind that white Tri-County lettering, long black leg sleeves. His third also through. 44-40, Cairo, 2:30 third quarter. Gunnar McHenry near side. Fisher, three-pointer, got it. Fisher with five. He was 5-for-11 from three in the semifinals.
Anytime LaPlata has needed some sort of three, they have gotten it. That's how they're staying in this game.
Fisher, the oldest child of head coach Greg Fisher in his third year at LaPlata. Six wins shy of 500 for his career. 44-43, Cairo, 2 minutes, third quarter, left block, layup, Taylor, too easy.
I'll tell you one thing, Jared is just as passionate as basketball as his father. I can't tell you how much hoops we talked about in the hospitality room earlier this week.
And it was a good room of food, too.
Absolutely.
Most importantly. 46-43, Cairo, minute 35, third quarter. Near corner, Wheeler, and again, Cairo adapting to that. They're not coming out on him at all. Right corner three, Gage McHenry for the tie. Well long. Rebound, Cairo. Right block, layup, Hale. Gets it, and a foul. What a play by Colby Hale. He ball faked to the right corner to the open three-point shooter. Instead, kept it himself, scored. He's at the line. And Cairo leads 48-43, a minute 21, third quarter.
And I think Alex Zeke yelling for that lured the LaPlata defense just enough for Hale to get that lane. I don't think that was by design by any stretch of imagination, but it worked.
The free throw does not put an offensive board. Left wing three, Zeke, yes, sir.
Two in a row.
He's got nine. 51-43, Cairo, its largest lead, a minute 10, third quarter. LaPlata 16-3, receiving votes in the polls. Cairo provided one of its three losses. Wheeler misses a floater, rebound Cairo. Bearcats into the front court. Zeke crosses over. Powers into a floater short. Offensive board. Back up for two, Jacob Davis. Near side three, Fisher answers. 53-46, Cairo, a 40-second third quarter.
So much for a defensive struggle between these two teams. We're burying triples left and right in this third quarter.
Fisher with a couple of them. Zeke with a couple of them.
53-46. Cairo inside 30 seconds, third quarter.
Lynch and McHenry a couple too.
Cairo perhaps vying for a 1 or 2 seed late in the year.
Certainly have a chance.
15 seconds, third quarter. Sturgeon hosts the district. Cairo lost to them on a buzzer beater a couple weeks back. 7 seconds, third quarter. Zeke up top, bombs a three, right rim. Offensive board tipped up, Hale in before the buzzer. It tipped off of a few hands, and the shortest guy on the floor, 5'8", Kobe Hale, tipped it up and in. 55-46, Cairo leads after three quarters in the La Plata Tournament Championship on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Start of the fourth quarter, 55-46, Cairo leads La Plata. La Plata possession right to left. La Plata Tournament Finals, right wing three, Bisher unconscious.
That looked like it was going to go long, and then it just took a steep drop right in the middle of the pot.
55-49, Cairo. 25 seconds into the fourth. Hale, left elbow, shovels up top, Zeke, near wing, probes middle, kick out, left wing, Hale, he attacks and steps back, he wants to hand for Zeke, instead he scans middle, and does now flip for Zeke on the near side, Bulldog logo just off the left of the Cairo bank.
There is nothing there, good man-to-man by La Plata.
Zeke holds, pivots, and the senior passes off, Hale just off the red circle at midfloor, the white La Plata L. Play to high school. Near wing Hale. Needles middle. Lobs. Davis. Step back. Good.
That was a very methodical bucket. Nothing on the top layer. Try and get just a little bit of time on the inner. Gets a two out of it.
Lean spinorama blocked and a jump ball called. And that's Cairo possession. Davis with back-to-back 16-point games in the La Plata tournament.
Been a quiet 16 points. You almost forget the impact he's had in this game. He had a pretty good first half, and then he's kind of quietly going on his own business with Hale and Zeke really doing a lot of the dirty work there in that third quarter.
Oh, Wilson had all 13 of his in the first half. 6:20 fourth quarter. Cairo ball 57-49 at Leeds, and it wants to work the clock. And you know what? I don't blame Nick Zenker. I know it's early,
either.
But the plate is shooting hot. They're on their home floor. Lob, right block for Wilson. It's tipped. Hale can't save it, inbounds, and it's back to La Plata.
I didn't like that pass because it was a double team, but I think that would have been Cairo ball if Hale didn't touch it. It looked like they were indecisive if it actually went off of Bulldog.
57-49, La Plata's deficit. 2 minutes into the fourth. Up top, Fisher. Calls for a screen. Right wing Bisher. Eyes it near. Gunnar McHenry for three. Wet.
I think that's like 5 threes in a row for La Plata.
And they cut their deficit to 57-52. 5.5, fourth quarter. Three up top. Zeke hits the deck and the bucket. And a timeout for Cairo, who leads 60-52, 5:25, fourth quarter on regional radio and CentralMoInfo.com. Well, Cairo has outscored La Plata by 15 in the second half, and with that, it is 60-52, Cairo, 5:25 to go in the La Plata Tournament Championship. Fisher floats it near wing. Cairo really pushing up its defense. Lean right side, kicks out. Bisher from 25, too long, far side, foul call. Lean took out Zeke. He was lucky he didn't tear up a knee on that play. He is a little hobbled.
That looked scary there. You had one going in full speed to the side, right into the planted leg of Zeke. He's fortunate to walk off. That could have been very bad.
It's Cairo possession. That's the third foul on Lean. Zeke up top, pumps. One hands it far side, Hale. Backside, Rolls it near wing. Taylor dribbles, right block, layup in off glass.
That is very wise there by Alex Zach. He wanted to release the three, and I don't blame him for having the hot hand, but there was just simply nothing there. I was hoping Carroll would go inside, and they do just have Bryce Taylor.
Right side jump shot, too strong. Rebound Carroll up 62-52, 4:30 to go. Big Zanker says slow down.
I'm Cairo. I'm up by 10. I'm looking for something on the inside. There's no need to go for a dagger and give LaPlaya another possession. Run your clock out. See if you can get something working on the inside.
Near side, Taylor over the head bar. Zyke pumps. Now wiggles middle. Lost it, but it stays Cairo. Into the middle, Wilson. Layup rattles it. K route. 3:50 fourth quarter. Right corner Lynch. Right wing three. Gunner McHenry in and out. Loose and a rebound Wilson. K-Row ball. 64-52 at Leeds. 3:35 to play. Zyke left wing. Three in and out. Rebound La Plata. That could have been a dagger. Outlet Lynch, left block, layup well long. Did that get hit from behind?
Taylor hit that from behind.
There, that explains it. And Cairo rebounds and gets front court, 3:15 to go. 64-52 it leads.
Fortunately, that's not a goal 10 either.
Cairo in search of a 13-6 start. Left corner is Zyke, sidesteps into a 15-footer, right rim, tipped up. Rebound La Plata. Bulldogs right to left. Gunner McHenry, outlets far corner. Justin Wood open three, right rim, tipped up. Offensive board, lean, twist. Passes free throw line. Left block, layup, Lynch can't convert. Offensive board, Wood. Foul on the floor.
They're going to get Hale on and over the back there. So he tried to bat that down and got the shoulder instead.
David Sturm does, in fact, call that on Kobe Hale. Baseline inbound for La Plata. Right wing Wheeler.
Wheeler had another chance at a three.
He wants nothing to do with that. Near side jumper, Bisher clanks in. 64-54, Cairo leads. 2:30 fourth quarter. Hale flies it near side, pass in the middle, tipped around, stays Cairo, lucky bounce, and free throws ahead. The ball was entered into the middle, it got tipped around a couple of times, landed right in the lap of Jacob Davis, who went up for a left block layup into a foul.
Trying to sit it more perfect.
That's what I'm here for.
I know.
Jacob Davis, too strong on the first. That's four fouls on Jason Lean, which would be quite relevant if this game were to go to overtime. But 64-54, Cairo still leads after the first missed free throw. Second one spirals home.
That's one thing Cairo needs to continue improving on prior to going to districts here. They've had some games where they've had trouble closing out because they cannot make their free throws, even though it's a one-point game. La Plata's not out of there.
Fisher runner bottom.
Because they can go on to run themselves, and when they get into foul trouble, it's no given Cairo's going to make their free throws.
Left corner, Zyke bombs a three, air ball. Foul underneath, 65-56, Cairo, minute 47, fourth quarter.
And the example I use is, you mentioned about that buzzer beater against Sturgeon. They had multiple times to close the opportunity to close out the game and make it a two-possession lead, but they could not get that extra free throw, and then it came back to bite them at the very, very end.
Fisher calls for a screen. Takes a hand on. Dribbles near side, ball fake. Needs help, bounce pass, left block. Wheeler bobbles, releases out. Near wing three, Fisher red hot. Jared Fisher with a career high 18 and a quick timeout. 65-59 Cairo, minute 23, fourth quarter in the La Plata Tournament Championship. Let's talk districts real quick, Scott, as we wind this one down. La Plata has Atlanta, Brashear, Green City, Grundy County, Lynn County, Newtown, Harrison, Novinger. Cairo has Calvary Lutheran, Harrisburg, New Bloomfield, Russellville, Salisbury, the host Sturgeon, and West Grand. What comes to mind when you hear about those two districts?
On the Class 1 side, you like La Plata's chances definitely being in the lower class, considering you were in the championship game at Class 2 just 1 year ago. It'll be interesting to see how they go up against the Lynn County team, who's been playing very well. I think that's a very good chance potentially being your district championship. And then I haven't seen all the boys' teams in Cairo's district, but you have to think they're going to be one of the top. Sturgeon's obviously going to be one of the tops. Really depends what you're going to see out of a Russellville, I think. That might be a wild card. And don't forget about Salisbury. They're very well coached.
Minute 23 to go. Cairo leads 65-59. Got to get it inbounds, though. Do we have a five? No, we have a timeout. Good job by Nick Zanker. He is on the far side from where that inbound took place. David Sturm got him the timeout. I love that from a coach bailing out his guy there. Minute 23 to go.
You could ill afford to turn that
65-59, Cairo.
Yeah, that was a very good timeout by Nick Zanker, because you want to keep the possession there on the press and get a look in. If you take a 5 second, then you're going to get La Plata an opportunity to cut it even closer in your own zone, and then you're asking a lot to get a defensive stop there. But I think to finish your point about the districts here very quick, I think the boys' district on Cairo's end is probably about as much of a toss-up as some of the other ones around the area, where you think you have a pretty good idea.
Cairo inbounds to an open hail, who sprints right block, layup, 8-point lead. 67-59, a minute 15 to go. Breakdown defensively. Right side, Bisher, off screen left, throws near. Bisher near wing three, can't bank it home. Rebound Brockman, Cairo ball, and a foul call.
You have to start fouling here if you are La Plata. Now it's going to be a one-on-one. You got first, as that's the seventh foul. Have to do so, and again, can Cairo make free throws? Especially these front ends of the one-on-one.
Bob Roberts, the Hall of Fame head coach in the building, a 1,000-game winner. Cairo hasn't won a boys' tournament since he was on the sidelines. Isaac Brockman, 6-foot freshman, scoreless, looks for a 9-point lead, has it.
Big free throw made there.
Five seconds to play, 68-59, Cairo. This would make it a 4-possession game. Freshman, white goggles behind the white Tri-County lettering, and it is a 10-point lead. Cairo.
It's a big hug from Brian Winkler. Well done on the free throws.
55 seconds, fourth quarter. McHenry, right side, lobs, left block, layup, Wheeler for two. And a quick timeout for Greg Fisher, a full timeout. We'll take it to 69-61 Cairo. 47 seconds to go on regional radio and centralmoinfo.com. Nick Zanker's last words out of that timeout: do not foul a 3-point shooter. 69-61, Cairo leads La Plata. 47 seconds to go. Cairo inbounds before it has to worry about anything on the defensive end, though. And Kobe Hale draws a foul. He's got a 1-1 upcoming. Hale, just a 50% free throw shooter.
But he's made a lot of big buckets in this game. The way he's playing in this championship, I would not be surprised if he made both of these.
And he deserves a lot of credit for where this program is right now.
Absolutely.
He's not going to be the leading scorer or the leading rebounder most nights, but he really is the emotional leader, the glue of this program, as he makes the first free throw. And to that point, he does lead them in assists and had 13 assists in the semifinal win last night against Canton. The second for Hale rattles out.
He does so many of the little things you ask for in a coach, and that makes a huge difference. That's why he's a starter on this team.
70-61, Cairo, 35 seconds, fourth quarter. Right corner, Wheeler draws a foul. Cairo had one to give. No problem. This is a big Randolph County story right here. Cairo has not had the recent success on the boys' side that it has on the girls' side. Tell Wheeler near corner, throws middle. Fisher from 30, back rim, high bounce. Rebound underneath stays La Plata. McHenry spins it out, knocked out of bounds. 23 seconds, fourth quarter, 70-61 La Plata. Cairo 6-20 a year ago at 10-17 the year before that. Up top, Tell Wheeler. Swings near. Gunner McHenry bombs a three, right rim, high bounce. Stays La Plata, 15 seconds, fourth quarter, down nine. Fisher sidesteps into a 25-foot three, right rim, tipped up. Rebound Zeke with six. He's fouled, and Cairo will win it. But first, some free throw.
You ready to hear probably one of the louder roars all year long? You're gonna about to get one right here.
Well, in that case, we'll bow out and let you come on in with us. Zeke, as Cairo leads 70-61, 6.2 to go, a swish is the free throw. And a gut-wrenching second straight championship loss for the hosts. Zeke gets two. 72-61, Cairo. 6 seconds to play. McHenry into the front court. Stops middle. Over the head near side. Fisher with one from 30 feet. Can't take it in. And Cairo wins its first ever La Plata Tournament Championship. 72-61 over host La Plata. The Bearcats with their first place plaque since 2014.
It was a tough game, a chess match to start things out for the two teams, and a hard fought one. And seeing Kenny Bruckhorst, Alex Zeke, and this was a good basketball game all around. Triples were being hit. There was some good defense. We saw some good offense, and both teams left it on the line. So I would say, even though if La Plata didn't get the win, I thought they played a pretty good ball game, all things considered.
Tough choice on the player of the game here. Tough choice on the player of the game. Cairo moves to 13-6. The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency, and Mobley for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life. I do want to give it to a senior given the significance of the win, and I do think Alex Zeke is a worthy candidate. I don't know that he necessarily had the best game, but I think he had the most impactful shots tonight. He had 14 points, which was not a game high or a team high, but he hit his shots at the right time in a lot of regards. Alex Zeke, 14. Colby Hale, 14. Jacob Davis, 18. Bryce Taylor, 9. Isaac Brockman, 2. Gage Wilson with 14. Tell Wheeler with 7 for La Plata, 18 for Jared Fisher. That's a career high. 9 for Gunnar McHenry, 7 for Jason Lean, 11 for Tristan Lynch, 9 for Gage McHenry. We will step aside here from the head coaches momentarily on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. 72-61, La Plata falls to Cairo in the La Plata Tournament Championship. Tough one for the La Plata faithful to swallow, a great host all week as they are every year. They fall in the championship game for the second straight year, but it is not Canton who wins on the boys' side. Cairo breaks that 7-year streak as they beat Canton directly to knock him out in the semis, push Canton into the third place game, and then defeat La Plata in the finals, 72-61. Nick Zanker, kind enough to join us post-game on Glory 97 and CentralMoFo.com after a 72-61 victory over the La Plata Bulldogs. Congratulations on your first tournament championship at Cairo.
Hey, how much fun was that, man?
It was.
That was fun.
There you go. So you are down 7 at half. Then you blitz La Plata in the third. What changed?
We went in at halftime, and our zone, and usually our zone gives people problems. And they shot the ball extremely well in the first half, and we just didn't feel like we could continue to play the zone. It allowed them to control tempo. It allowed them to play slowly. It was giving them open shots. So we came out in kind of a hybrid man-to-man. We played man with four guys, and we let Gage Wilson just kind of control the paint and kind of pick and choose who we were going to guard and who we were not going to guard. And fortunately for us, it gave them some trouble. But on the offensive end of the floor, we executed. I mean, Alex Zeik hit some big shots. We were patient. Our post players did what they needed to do. And just a ton of heart from my guys. I mean, you know, when you beat a team like that, we beat them by 25 points a week ago. And we knew they were a much better team than that. And we knew that they were shorthanded. And we knew this was the battle that they were going to give us. But when you get in this atmosphere with their fans cheering and they're hitting shots, we could have very easily rolled over. And we did not. Our kids wanted it, and I'm very proud of them.
Beyond the obvious answer of saying we're big, what worked for you around the rim so well tonight?
You know, it's one thing being big, but it's another thing execute when you're constantly receiving a double team. I've done this for 20 years as a head coach, and this is the first year where I never know how teams are going to guard us. It's always going to be different because everybody's got a different spin on how they're going to double the post. Are they going to double Jacob? Are they going to double Gage? Are they going to play him straight up? You know, what are they going to do with Alex out there? So we've seen everything from 1-2-2 to a 1-3-1 to a triangle and two to, you know, not guarding people. So our kids really adjusted well. And I thought the biggest thing tonight is they were patient and they didn't get out of what makes us a really good team, which is pound the ball inside. And when a ball goes inside, they double kick it out and let some guys hit some threes.
Nick Zanker with us post game. You had the balanced effort that any coach would love, but it seemed like Zeik hit a lot of those big shots that kind of turned the game in the third quarter after a really slow first half. How would you evaluate his performance?
You know, Alex Zeik, he's one of the best shooters probably in the area and one of the best shooters I've ever coached when he gets hot. I mean, he's a streaky shooter, but when he gets hot, he is full of confidence, and he was full of confidence tonight. And sometimes, you know, he's our only senior, and sometimes seniors in big games like this, you know, he understands that he's got, you know, not many games left before him, you know, so he wanted it and he came out and he, like you said, every time it seemed like the play to kind of put on a run, he hit a real big three or he attacked the rim and made some real nice passes. So again, great senior leadership out of Alex.
Cairo a 72-61 La Plata tournament championship victory over La Plata. I want to go back to something you said earlier about how it could have been easy to fold with everything that was going on. How impressed are you with your young guys right now and your guys that, frankly, haven't been in games like this in the last few years?
No, that's exactly right. And when we went in the lock and we could kind of see it in their eyes a little bit, we were a little down, we were a little out, we were a little shell-shocked, and we just told them, guys, we had talked at the shoot-around today, it's a 32-minute basketball game, and you got to play 32 minutes. And what we reiterated at halftime is we were down to Canton by 12 points at the end of the first quarter. You have to play one possession at a time. And we really try to preach to these young kids, never get too high, never get too low, and really we always say next possession. So you can't do anything in front of the one with the one behind you. You only manage the one in front of you. And I thought we did a good job of that. And once we kind of got that game tied, you could kind of see it in our eyes that we could taste it a little bit. And then it was just, you know, we just kind of rolled from there.
Nick Zanker with his post game after a 72-61 victory against La Plata. Let's go back to how we closed our pregame interview. It's now happened. What does it mean to bring the Cairo boys their first boys championship in 5 years? The Hall of Famer, Bob Roberts in the building, everything now working for you today.
It's awesome. Someone told me we've never won this tournament in particular.
You have not.
So that's kind of neat. So I told you before, and I'm being 100% honest with this, these kids are so much fun to coach, and I'm just along for the ride, man. They do everything that I ask them to do. They would run through a wall for me. They would run through a wall for Coach Wink, and they'd run through a wall for each other. And when you get that kind of selflessness, when everybody is more happy for the guy next to him than they are for themselves, and all of this is about getting the W, I mean, you got a chance to be real special. And I don't know if we're there yet, but what I think we're 13-6 right now.
Yep.
And if you'd have told me that in November, I'd have taken it. So we're going to try and keep it rolling.
Congratulations. We'll see you Friday for a doubleheader and certainly down the road in districts
right.
As well.
Thank you, and thank you for all your coverage. We appreciate
Absolutely.
You guys.
Absolutely. That is Nick Zanker, the head coach of the Cairo Bearcats, as they take their first ever La Plata Tournament Championship, and we'll be pleased to be joined by Greg Bisher here post-game as he plops on the headset. A 72-61 final. Cairo wins the La Plata Tournament Championship, and Greg Bisher, the head man of the Bulldogs, kind enough to join us post-game. What changed in the second half in your eyes?
Yeah, they went man, and we were impatient start the third quarter, and then they started hitting shots, and we couldn't keep them off the boards. They had 21 points on offensive rebounds. Seemed like every loose ball in that third quarter, they picked up and scored. We'd play good defense, maybe make a deflection. They'd pick it up and go score. They just got off to a fast start and kind of got us back on our heels. And I thought we recovered from it, but we dug ourselves too big a hole.
Conversely, what'd you like about your start in this one?
I thought we were really, really efficient on the offensive end. Defensively, we did a better job of covering the three in the first half than we did in the second half. But they made an adjustment to our zone where they were running a little dribble weave, and we were having a little confusion on who was supposed to pick that up. And Zyke ended up hitting a couple threes up on top, and then we fouled him on one of them. So then he got three free throws. But I liked our defense. I liked our intensity. I mean, I thought it was a high level game. I mean, K-Rose is as good a team as we're going to play down the rest of the way, all the way to the end of the season, even if we go all the way. So they've got a lot of talent, so I was pleased with our intensity. I was pleased with our offensive execution. We just got to get a little bit better at rebounding, and I know they're big, but, you know, if you were going to concede just because they were big, we wouldn't even have played the game to start with.
The play to head coach Greg Bisher with us post-game. Yeah, what makes those bigs so difficult to handle down low?
Well, they just got so much length. I mean, you can't – if they get the ball, they're hard to stop. If the ball's up on the – you know, if somebody else has shot it, they're hard to keep off the board because they can just reach over the top of all my guys but one. It's length is – and then on – conversely, when you're on offense, that length is hard to go. They don't have to be as close to you to guard your three-point shooters as somebody – you know, somebody's 5'9", has got to be right up in Gunner, right up in Jarrett. Somebody that's 6'4" can be a couple steps off, so they're guarding the drive and they're guarding the three at the same time.
Being that you're 16-4, let's talk big picture for a moment. A lot of our preparation for this game had focused on your desire to see improved offense
right down
the stretch. Now, obviously, you don't get the victory here, but Jarrett had been in a six-game slump, back-to-back big games for him. Gage hits a couple of threes off the bench. Gunner hits a couple of threes. How encouraging can some of those signs be?
Really encouraging. We knew Jarrett was capable of shooting, you know, maybe not that well every night, but being a really good three-point shooter going into the season and started out pretty well, but has had a few games where he didn't make a lot of shots. We seem to have gotten him right and moved him off point, moved him to the off guard and let him just go worry about shooting. And so that move has worked and I think has improved our offense. Gage coming in, we know Gage can give us, we need points off the bench with this group, and Gage coming in, knocking down a couple shots in the first half is a positive sign. But I felt like the most positive thing was we played slower on offense and executed and scored more points than usual. Usually to get this group to slow down and take their time and get a good look is tough, and their definition of a good look and mine are not always the same. And, you know, so tonight we were able to get through to them what a good look was, what exactly we were looking for when we run our zone offense, run our man offense. I felt like we played slower ourselves. Now, Cairo pushed tempo, so that created more possessions. But I felt like in our case, in the half court, we were a lot more patient than we have been in any game all season and ended up with our highest point total against, you know, almost one of our highest point totals of the season.
Bulldogs head coach Greg Bisher, we appreciate your time as always. Phenomenal hospitality all week. Pleasure to be here. We look forward to seeing you soon.
How did you enjoy?
I enjoyed everything.
Did you put chili on your baked potato last night? That's what I want to know.
I did not.
You missed out because I made that chili.
Oh, there you go.
See, now that hurts my feelings that you didn't.
I mean, I would have if I knew
I
that.
I should have told you. I know.
I would have. But everything was – we had a very barbecue-heavy day today. I mean, come on. I'm going to be gaining weight. That's good. I need that.
I've gained 5 pounds this week. I love the La Plata tournament.
I do.
It's great. And not just because of the food. I love it because of all the teams that are here.
For sure.
Some of them you don't get to see that much during the season.
For sure.
Seeing the coaches, our administration, Mr. Jackson, Coach Lytle do a great job.
They're as nice as could be. Weather was pretty good this week, honestly, for what everybody else dealt with.
Yeah, and so I love it, but I'm glad it's over because my pants are getting tight.
There you go. Thank you so much. That is Greg Bisher, the La Plata head coach, just 6 wins shy of 500, in fact, on his career. Seven. I'm close. See, I know. That's actually the first time that's happened all week. I was close. I had to add them up over the years. I'm not that smart. But there you go. But a pleasure, as always, to speak with Greg Bisher, the Bulldogs head man postgame, as we'll welcome Scott back in for some final thoughts real quick. Scott?
Thanks so much.
Saying a nice farewell to Greg Bisher. Yes, Eric?
Yeah, I gave you the floor. I said to give us some final thoughts.
Well,
490. I missed by one game, man. 493.
Yeah, like I said, your proportions is
no, it was no.
Your proportions.
See, it's not even that.
It's hard to make an excuse.
No, I can keep track of anything. I can do math. It's not that you get different. The problem with that is different sourcing comes into play when you have 30 years worth of material, because you know the Misha Page only goes back 9 years, so that had nothing to do with me. But jokes aside, go ahead.
So I will say, I think my biggest takeaway from this entire tournament is the Can Lady Tigers. That record, don't let that deceive you, Class 1 teams that are in that district, because they are not an atypical 7-12 team. They can do some damage in districts, and maybe if they get out of that district, who knows what the path to Class 1 is and getting down to the Show Me Showdown down in that Springfield, because Can can play with some of the best, and even though their record doesn't necessarily reflect it, they probably play one of their better games against the year. And they, even though Brooke Littrell had a good chance at a lot of points, they didn't allow anyone else to really get involved on the offensive side. And that was the difference in that game. On the boys' side, I would say this is a big step for the Cairo Bearcats, just because they have come such a long way from where they were 1 year ago. They only had 6 wins, and they've been making a lot of strides under first-year head coach Nick Zinker. They're playing with a lot more confidence. A tournament championship will go a long way for this group, I feel like, knowing that they could probably beat some of the best. Now, I know some of them had smaller schools. We'll see what they do in Class 2, but I was impressed with the way Cairo pulled out a second win against La Plata, because that's not easy to go back-to-back against Greg Bisher, who's about one of the best in the area.
And they had the thing that was different at the Macon tournament, when Moberly and Centralia played in the championship, they were both off of back-to-back. Here, the weather favored La Plata, quite frankly, because they had Thursday night. Cairo had to play last night, go home. It's, you know, a good hour. Or on a school bus, it's probably a good hour to Cairo and back. So, you know, certainly a good effort out of Cairo to pull that out. Well, that's all well said. Big props to Jeremy Carter again, gotten through another 6. We've got two.
How many Sixers has Jeremy done?
Don't worry about it. We've got two new champions at the La Plata tournament. It is the Canton girls and the Cairo boys as a championship coming back to a Randolph County.
He lets us know it's 3. Thanks, Jeremy.
Enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening, and enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday with 99.9 The Captain. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Regional Radio and CentralMoInfo.com.